And bless you, John Richards. Yes, he might have been an off microphone sneeze there,
we'll
sanitize that before the next people come into the Rhino Shield studio with the rhinoplasty action going on there from John. But anyway, this is Georgia Paul Radio on Thursday because Sully's going to be out at Sugarloaf tomorrow, and he didn't want to invite us out to be with his hoity-toity golf friends. So we're in Buckhead today with some good John Weatherby weather going on outside, and we're going to finish up talking about some of the other congressional races. The race to replace Lynn Westmoreland is to me getting interesting because, you know, Mike Crane has gone full into the raising money off the Georgia Religious Liberty bill for people to give him money so he could leave the fight and go to Congress and fight other stuff. But somehow it's the scam pack fundraising of here's an issue that you're angry about and I'm now going to tell you must give me money so I can take that and use it for something else. Crane's got a couple of challengers, including Jim Pace, who's the gentleman generally regarded as the guy that brought Pinewood Studios to Fayetteville. And for those that aren't terribly familiar, Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A is the other major partner behind Pinewood. And so you've got Dan Cathy's business partner running against a guy that's trying to out-Christian everyone. So that's kind of interesting to me. And then you've got the mayor of West Point, Georgia. I believe it's Drew Ferguson.
Yep, Drew Ferguson.
And then there's a couple of other people in there. And when I was asking one of my friends that lives on the very western end of that district, it goes out almost all the way to Carrollton. And I keep forgetting that the district is that big. I know it goes all the way down to Columbus. And so that's where, like, Drew Ferguson's base appears to be the southern end. There's a guy at a Noonan that actually is doing fairly well in Carrollton, at least based on the sign count, and take that for what it's worth. I believe his name is Mac. And got to look into him a little more. I looked at him when the person was telling me. I pulled it up on my phone and kind of checked him out. Now I didn't prepare show notes for today because, surprise, it's Georgia Paul Radio on Thursday. But anyway, we might have a four-way race there. But
Jim Pace.
Well, that's Jim Pace is who I was talking about. That's the Pinewood Studios gentleman. If I didn't say his name, Jim Pace, I apologize. Jim Pace and Drew Ferguson, and we mentioned Crane, and he's not my favorite, clearly. And I'm allowed to say that. Other people on the radio are going to like him a lot, and I don't like him at all. In other races, Barry Loudermilk has probably got one of the more interesting challenges, and it really kind of, that whole race to me seems to be coming down to Barry Loudermilk voting for John Boehner when there was no one nominated from the Republican caucus. And so that's kind of, but because he kind of ran as the ultimate outsider Freedom Caucus, and he is a member of the Freedom Caucus, but he voted for Boehner, and he's having an interesting time trying to explain that to folks. It does look like, from my unofficial scan, he's at least picked up some of the support from the Bob Barr folks, who was the person he was in the runoff with. So he might have kind of consolidated some of that weird, it's hard to call it establishment, and that's kind of what we'll get into the next part of the establishment, the next part of this segment. But what is the establishment? It's whoever you're against that moment. Just like Rhino, it means I just heard something I disagree with that you said, therefore I'm just going to call you a name. But am I missing any of the major primary? I mean, those are the ones I think there's some action
in
those
races right now.
Yeah, I think those are the,
I mean, the third, the 11th.
I mean, Tom Graves has somebody running to his right. I mean, if you're trying to run to the right of Tom Graves, best of luck to you. May the odds be in your favor. It ain't going to happen. And he's going to go back.
Jody Heiss is not challenged. Rob Woodall is only up in the general, not in the primary, so he's safe at the primary level. You've got somebody challenging John Lewis. But that may be in the general. I mean, you're getting to the silly season.
Exactly.
There.
That's what I think we've covered, the ones that at least have, shall we say, some primary action. But one of the things that we're going to spend the rest of the show on this, because for those that don't know, and even some that do know, there's a lot of confusion of how presidential nominees are actually selected, and the way it gets covered way too often in the media, and even sometimes on talk radio, is that these primaries assign that we elected delegates that are now, you know, because Donald Trump won Georgia, we're sending this army of Donald Trump supporters to represent Georgia at the Republican National Convention. And then Rubio picked up some delegates, so there's going to be some people that Marco Rubio can whisper, and they're going to do exactly what Marco Rubio wants. That's not how it works, as the ladies in the anti-Facebook commercials say. It's not how any of this works. And so there's actually going to be a convention on Saturday, or actually there will be 14 conventions, where Republicans will go in each congressional district, and they will elect delegates that will actually go selected by the districts to Cleveland to be the Georgia delegates, and then there's one more convention, the state convention, that elects a different slate of delegates, and those combined slates, the 14 slates that come out of each congressional district, plus the state slate that gets elected, are the people who get to vote. And they're bound to vote for, bound meaning they're required, on the first ballot, and Georgia code kind of says second ballot, but from best I can tell, the general rule is the enforceability is the first ballot they have to vote for. Most of them will vote for Donald Trump. Some will vote for Rubio. And did Cruz get any official?
I don't think Cruz got any.
I think they're all Trump and Rubio, if I remember, on the first ballot. And what's about to happen, I'm just going to go ahead and spoiler alert, when these conventions are done, we're about to send almost all of these delegates are going to be Ted Cruz people. They're going to listen to Ted Cruz and or otherwise align themselves with Ted Cruz. And I just find this remarkable because Ted Cruz, throughout his entire career, that at least I've been aware of him and known him, and that's slightly before he got elected to the U.S. Senate from Texas, his entire shtick has been running against the establishment. And I am not, I don't think you have ever heard me do anything to defend a Donald Trump supporter or Donald Trump himself. But the Trump people are now angry because they didn't understand the rules, and they think because Donald Trump won the state of Georgia, they're supposed to get their people to go. And I can only imagine the horrible squawking we're going to hear from Trump supporters. And yes, when I say horrible squawking, I'm hearing it in the voice of Debbie Dooley, because we know it's going to happen, where she's going to be at the state convention literally screaming into the microphone as if somehow the grassroots are being disenfranchised and that this hasn't been all about money of her conversion to Donald Trump. But that said, it's equally, you know, while I understand there are rules and all of that, the fact that the Ted Cruz people at the very beginning, you know, it was clear they organized the actual conventions and have been for a long time. This has been a strategy of Cruz of how to get elected. And those that understand the strategy, I mean, Donald Trump, everyone keeps saying he's a great businessman. Well, guess what? Politics ain't business. There's not a profit motive here, at least officially, and how the delegates are done. There's a strategy. And those that can win conventions are the people that can get their people elected. And we had straw polls at the mass precinct meetings. There are two conventions that have actually been held prior to this one Saturday just to pick the people that get to be in these rooms Saturday and a month from now at the state convention, actually 2 months. I think it's in June this year for the state convention. But my point is this. There were straw polls held to demonstrate that Ted Cruz was the nominee. So in Coweta County, Georgia, where it's been the Frost family.
The Vs.
Who pretend to be anti-establishment, and they're now in the second generation of being the insider's insider, playing this game, and they coordinate this whole thing where Ted Cruz gets 80% of the vote of the people that show up at the mass precinct meetings, and he came in third in Coweta County. And so for me, this is a huge representative of a disconnect for the people that show up at party meetings and the people that show up at conventions versus where the average voters are. And that only matters because these folks claim to be the grassroots. They won't use the word establishment this week, and they're going to use the word grassroots, that they're the people motivating. Well, if the grassroots was doing its job, you as the grassroots wouldn't have 80% of you in a county claiming you represent the Republicans of Coweta County and your candidate coming in third in that county. That tells me you aren't representative of the people you claim to be the delegates representing. It is a top-down problem, and for every Ted Cruz person and for Ted Cruz himself that keeps talking about going to take on the establishment, going to take out the establishment's horrible, guess what? Look in the frickin' mirror, because if you organize these kinds of things that your average voter doesn't understand and you keep railing about the establishment and then you organize something where you can't get the people to actually vote for you. They come in third, but you can control 80% of the convention. You are the establishment, and guess what? By the perception of your angry voter that's out there that you've been using this whole time to get to support you or whatever, you are part of the problem. You're not part of the solution, and this is something Republicans are going to have to deal with because, you know, I have no problem with the fact that Georgia delegates are ultimately going to end up supporting Ted Cruz. He's not Donald Trump. At least he's a Republican. You know, so be it. Is there going to be made any attempt to get some of the Rubio people on there that actually did organize, get conservatives out? And given that they haven't had the long lead time that the Cruz people had, actually got people to the polls and got people to vote for Rubio? No. They're going to be called Rhino Establishment Squishes. And the people that have actually been the establishment are going to be the ones claiming a grassroots mantle. And then the Donald Trump people, I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be. it will take a lot longer to get the votes done on most of these to elect the few delegates that are come out of each one, and I'm looking forward to wasting yet another Saturday of listening to people make the self-righteous just doing this for the, you know, there are people there with self-interest that only want power and control, and yet they will use the most fake junior league pretending to be nice while wanting to slit your throat arguments for hours upon hours while we otherwise get to listen to speeches. John, we got about another minute. You do whatever you want to with that in rebuttal.
All right. I do think that there will be some, you know, contested things. In Gwinnett, there are going to be 16 candidates to run for three slots, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me if you had a Buzz Brockway or one of the Rubio supporters that are going to try to get in there and get in. And it really will depend on the grassroots who they're going to vote for. I just tweeted an interesting series of tweets by a guy out in Denver, Colorado, who talks about the problems that we're running into with people claiming they don't know how to vote and they don't get a chance to vote, and why is Ted Cruz, just like Charlie was saying, going in and doing that. He claims it's a problem. I tend to agree with it a little bit. What the Frost won't tell you is that they wanted to use the same type of convention method of electing delegates to state and national offices as what happened in Colorado. And this is the same thing that Virginia did.
No,
these are
people that want to tell you that you shouldn't have a vote in a primary, that convention should, because they truly believe that insiders like them know more than voters do. And while you can say there are problems with democracy or, you know, the way we do representative government, you do that when you're the party that already has people angry at the establishment, and you try to pull an establishment move like that to say you knew better than them, then the Republican Party is dead and you can bury it. And that is what people like the Frost out of Coweta County want to do for you. But with that, Georgia Paul Radio is over. Sully's up next hour with regular and TPC Sugarloaf tomorrow. We're signing off for this week. We'll see you next Friday. Georgia Paul Radio, WGST.